Protesters came to Philadelphia late last year claiming that fracking is contaminating their groundwater. The northeastern state of Pennsylvania is issuing 2,500 permits a year to drill the Marcellus Shale, estimated to be the largest underground reservoir of natural gas in the United States. When fracking is used to get at that gas, water and chemicals are injected into the well at high pressure to shatter the gas-bearing rock deep underground. While this stepped-up extraction promises to boost employment and stimulate the local economy, citizens worry about the physical impact fracking may be having on the local environment and their health. The oil and gas industry insists that fracking is both efficient and safe. In its new report, the University of Texas Energy Institute attempts, in its words, to separate fact from fiction. Associate Director Charles Grote announced the findings in Vancouver at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science.
We found no direct evidence that hydraulic fracturing itself, the practice of fracturing the rocks, had contaminated shallow groundwater or was a cause of concern. However, that doesn't mean that there aren't other parts of the process of shale gas development that could get things you don't want in shallow groundwater or surface water.
An analysis of major gas drilling operations in Pennsylvania, Texas, and Louisiana finds that many reports of groundwater problems can be traced to surface chemical spills, leaky open air ponds, or mishandling of wastewater. University of Texas environmental engineer Danny Reibel says natural sources of gas must also be considered.
There are certainly examples of natural gas wells that have casein leaks and have led to natural gas moving into drinking water wells. There are certainly examples of natural sources of gas, both in the deeper subsurface as well as in the near subsurface, that have also contaminated water supplies.
According to the study, most media reports about fracking have cast it in a negative light and contain little scientific research. Charles Grote says as drilling moves closer to where people live, science must play a greater role in evaluating the long-term cumulative effects and risks associated with the process.
Because if there is a phenomenon, what's the cause? And I think we really feel hobbled in a lot of these by the lack of baseline information. How much gas was there before? How much was developed in prior times? Remember, a lot of these areas, particularly Marcellus, have some really old shallow gas wells that have been abandoned for a long time, and what's their situation?
According to the report, many problems associated with hydraulic fracturing are related to processes common to all gas and drilling operations, such as drill casing failures. The study concludes that there's no need for new regulations on gas development. It emphasizes, however, that states must aggressively enforce regulations already on the books to protect the environment, and that industry compliance will be necessary if fracking is to gain public acceptance. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.